KCW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
BC News, I'm Justin Finch. A big day in Washington for Ukraine's President Zelensky. He'll be on Capitol Hill meeting with lawmakers this morning and then President Biden in the afternoon at the White House. Secretary of State Antony Blinken at the UN denouncing Russia's ongoing war in Ukraine.
For over a year and a half, Russia has shredded the major tenets of the United Nations Charter, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, international humanitarian law, and flouted one Security Council resolution after another.
Overnight, there was a wave of Russian missile strikes hitting Ukrainian energy targets in Kyiv, Kharkiv, Kherson, and Lviv. There's still no deal to get striking United Auto Workers back on assembly lines. That strike going on for nearly a week. The UAW now threatening to target more plants. This is ABC News. Pope Francis heading to France this week for a visit that will focus on the plight of migrants.
Pope Francis heading to Marseille, France, closing out a meeting of Mediterranean bishops in a visit that will highlight the plight of migrants. The pontiff has previously said that migrants are not statistics, but persons with feelings and experiences. He's also called the Mediterranean Sea Europe's largest cemetery. This comes as Europe's migrant problem is once again making headlines, with nearly 7,000 migrants arriving to the small Italian island of Lampedusa last week. Lampedusa was the first place Francis visited as pontiff 10 years ago in an effort to show solidarity with migrants. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
A record-breaking auction of a rare $10,000 bill. The $10,000 bill was issued in 1934 and is the highest denomination to ever go into circulation. It just sold at auction for $480,000. It bears the portrait of Salmon P. Chase. He was Treasury Secretary to President Lincoln and the namesake of Chase Bank. Justin Finch, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend Truman McGee.
From an environmentally friendly perspective, yeah. The fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a serial strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart, because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media,
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in,
Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor, 7:06 here on a gorgeous Thursday morning. Hoping to be talking to Larry McCarron very shortly on Throwback Thursday. Wayne and I were just talking about his alma mater falling on some hard times in football, huh, Wayne? Oh, hello? Hello?
Yeah, it's a little embarrassing.
Northern Michigan, the Fighting Wildcats, got knocked off by lacrosse the other day.
Why are they falling back? You know, number one, I don't know where their recruiting is at.
And they've changed. They've had three coaches in about 5 years, haven't they?
Never good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah, the last one was Buck's son.
Nystrom, right?
And he just checked out his whole last year.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, they're a scholarship school. They're Division II, you know, scholarship. And lacrosse is not.
No.
Nobody's on scholarship. So that's quite the...
Really, Nate?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You'd be like you know, getting a music scholarship and losing out to, you know, some karaoke singer.
In from Nugani or something.
Yeah, exactly.
That would hurt.
But lacrosse does get good football players for their division.
But their facilities are top-notch for Division II. I mean, that's no excuse that way.
You're at your place?
Yeah, Northern. They have the Superior Dome.
What is the recruiting? I mean, it's obviously not the money because kids don't get paid. What is it? How's the education there?
Well, the education is just it's a big teacher school, business school, a health promotion school. So I mean, the education, it's not Michigan Tech, obviously, but I mean, I don't know what the problem is.
Well, we got to work on it.
We'll talk to this guy.
This guy knows everything.
Ladies and gentlemen, number 54 of your vaunted Green Bay Packers from the mean streets of Chicago, Cicero, and points beyond. The Fighting Illini from the University of Illinois. Joining us now, ladies and gentlemen. You know him. You love him. You remember Challenge the Rock and all the other fun stuff. Larry the Rock McCarron.
Right, good job, Mayor.
Hi, Rocco.
That was... Obviously, Mino did that intro, Larry. I couldn't even come close to that, but welcome.
Well, I guess that. but... Unfortunately, all ancient history, but John's got a good memory.
Yeah. I told this story already this morning about the St. Louis Hotel.
Yes.
What did we do there?
Oh, that
they screwed up. They only had one bed, and so I was going to sleep on the end of the bed. But, and you, after we got back at 3 in the morning, said, you know what? I don't want you to sleep in the bed because what if there's a fire and they found both of us?
Okay. Now I remember that story, and if it happened tomorrow, I'd do the same thing.
I slept in a chair with towels as blankets.
Same here.
Hey, Rocco, tough one on Sunday, huh? This past Sunday, that was just that fourth quarter.
Yeah, it about says it all too. I mean, you go on the road against a pretty respectable football team as your opponent, and it's 24-12 going into the fourth quarter, and you're without four of your very best players.
So you're
in position to do something really noteworthy. I mean, when you look at the situation and all that's going on and who they got and who they don't, and there was a real opportunity missed, and obviously this is no earth-shaking revelation, but, you know, they didn't stop the run, but there's also missed opportunities throughout the game that could have, you go back to they got the pass interference penalty for over 40 yards, get in a position and come away with no points because of a line up for a field goal and take a delay of game. That happened in the very early stages of the game, but when you lose by one, you look at everything, every single instance where you let an opportunity slip. And there was a number of them, simple as that, but hey, it's a new week, onward and upward.
Larry, you and Wayne have got great energy. I mean, I'd say the majority of people turn off the announcers on TV, and I think they've really, and I don't know if it's because we lost Rodgers, but we've not gotten great announcers on TV, and so, but I've listened to you anyway. You've got great energy. How do you keep that up? And I that's one of my questions, and you guys must get along, and I'm going to need some coaching on how to get along with a co-partner, but we can do that offline. But
well, I got along with your co-partner for a long time.
Yeah, but we don't
for a long time.
But Larry,
I understand the challenges. Okay.
And I don't want to go back. Really I don't want to go back to drinking.
Remember, hey Rock, remember the time when you said, "Lionel, I gotta be honest with you. Sharing an office with you is like sharing an office with a rodent."
Yes, I do remember saying that. And I imagine it's still the case.
Pretty much.
But Wayne, that's real. I just think I love both you guys. And he's awesome, as are you.
No, I'll tell you the truth. You talk about the energy. I think that's all Wayne with his voice and juice. I mean, God, you know, when he was born, coming out of the womb, I think he said, "There is your dagger." I mean, it's just a natural thing. His voice, and you combine it with his juice, I think he's like the best in the business. And I think that's where, I mean, he's doing, like in radio, the play-by-play guy is the captain of the ship, and the tone and everything else is set by him. I think he's just really, really talented and good at it. And as far as my end of it, I like football. I think it's the greatest team sport ever invented. I think it was a privilege to play it professionally, particularly for the Green Bay Packers. And so, I may not be as juiced up as Wayne, but when something happens that I like football-wise, I mean, I'm just reacting. I don't have a plan. I don't have a catchword I'm going to use. I'm just reacting to what I see. And when guys make a hell of an effort, when guys do something well that I know is very difficult to do against the best competition in the world, and those things happen, I can't help but get excited about it. But just the whole tone of it, I appreciate your comments, Mayor, but you know, credit Wayne with that because he's a unique talent.
No, I just want to say it is contagious though, because once in a while you're like a little kid watching and you're like, "He's open," you know. It's like, okay, great, and yeah, I can't think of a more enjoyable way to take in the Packers. Being there is the best thing, but I mean, if you're not there, you guys do it right. Hey, I had one question for you.
Thank you. You're keeping us employed as well.
But with that said, you obviously travel to all the stadiums, and some stadiums, I'm assuming, treat you a little better than other stadiums. I just remember you, I don't know if whining's the right word because you're not like a complainer, but I don't think you loved Washington, D.C., the Commanders game.
Oh, it's awful. I mean, number one, they need a new stadium. The Washington Commanders, is that their name now? I forget. I lose track. I thought they were the Generals for a while. That's the team that played the Harlem Globetrotters. Okay, but But the place is an outright dump. It's in badly need of not just a renovation, but go to scorched earth and start over. They need a new one. And they place us. I mean, how does this affect me personally?
Yeah.
They put you in the worst spot in the world to see the game. I mean, you know, you need to see the game to broadcast the game well. Well, you can barely see the game. You're in the corner of the end zone and you're low. You combine those two things, it doesn't make for a good broadcast. The people are fine. I usually end up judging stadiums when, and I don't know how many I've been in or haven't been in, and I imagine I've been in most of them over the years. Mm-hmm. But I always judge them by the people. And that's why I really am proud of what we have at Lambeau Field, because the people are nice to visiting people. And I take pride. I think the whole community, like when we host the draft, people are going to do a great job with that because they take pride in having a good community. And so when I judge a stadium like Atlanta, the people in the elevators, the people working the press box, the people in the tunnel, they're very nice. And that's, I think, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, that's a good stadium. That's how I judge them.
Okay. Nice. That's the fun part. I like the behind-the-scenes stuff like that. Rock, one last question for you. I know you got about a million of these to do today. What? I was trying to tell somebody the greatest steak I ever had in my life, and I could not think of the name of that restaurant you took me to in Chicago.
Chicago Chop House.
Greatest steak in history.
All right.
In history.
Yeah.
And Rock makes fun of me because when I said blue cheese, remember that, Rock? And you're like...
Yes. Okay, Mayor, this is like a fancy Dan place.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was going to ask you about the tab.
They got pictures of all the Chicago mayors and gangsters on the wall. They got a piano by the bar and really nice. And then they got an upstairs and it's right on Ontario, I believe. Anyway, right downtown. And just a really class place. And so I take John there. And, you know, the waiter, you know, they got a bow tie and stuff like that. So, you know, John asked him, what kind of dressing do you have? And he does things. He goes, and he mentioned blue cheese. And John goes, blue cheese? Now, is it real? Is it the real blue cheese?
Well,
welcome to the big time. Right,
exactly.
Yeah, but our favorite place was still Steak and Shake. You remember those nights?
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And probably more within his budget, too.
Yes. So. Hey, Rocco, like I said, I know you got a full slate today. We really appreciate you taking the time to do this.
Yeah. Hey, no problem. My pleasure. It's always good, John, revisiting things with you because, you know, we did a lot of work, but we had a lot of fun along the way.
Most fun ever. Yeah. Ever.
And you're having fun now. Keep up the good work because that energy that we feel that is listening to you. So, yeah, have a great season. Before you go, how are we going to do this year, Larry?
Oh, I think the opportunity is there to do a lot better than people think.
Me too.
I look at this team. And we stumbled against Atlanta. But I look at this team, it's going to do nothing but get better. It is young, but it is talented.
All right.
Outstanding.
And young talent requires patience. And if you give it some patience, it will develop consistency. And that's what we're going to need. But I don't put anything past this team. You know, making the postseason, that wouldn't shock me.
Love it.
Wouldn't shock me in the least.
Awesome.
And Jordan's off to a terrific start.
Outstanding. Rocco, really you're the best. Really,
right.
Truly appreciate it.
We'll listen to you on Sunday.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Take care,
you
brother. Bye. Mine on the Mayor, back after this.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected today with highs around 79. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered showers tonight, 59. Partly cloudy. Slight chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow. Highs level off around 77. Partly cloudy skies. Low 70s Saturday with a chance for scattered storms. Turning cooler Sunday with highs in the upper 60s and showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 57.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Is that guy awesome or what? Larry McCarron, Wayne Larrabee, those guys, you know, they're not the TV announcers, but man, are they great.
Larry's
on the radio.
Larry's the king. Love,
you know,
Larry.
And like he talked about that, yes, that energy, it's in there. And I don't know that he listens to his show, but he's into it. I mean,
he's great. He's awesome.
Yeah.
Ed the Diver's here. I think he's trapped in the room because I got Wayne and your guy trying to move my couch.
And this is great. We have guests that come in, and we have a moving furniture.
I know, yes. That was kind of weird that our guests are moving furniture. But Johnny, as we said, is getting an apartment here, so we're moving the sofa out of our green room.
There's Ed the Diver.
All right, and Ed the Diver's here. And
wait till you see his cool stuff.
We had him in here on the phone last week, and we talked about, because they kind of discovered that ship off of Algoma.
That's how we started talking about that, right?
And then somebody said, hey, have you ever heard of
Can you guys handle that?
Thank you.
Wayne, can you guys handle that? You pulled it up by yourself?
Oh, geez. Hang on, Ryan. So Dan the Diver is here, and this, I wish we had our video hooked up. Now, I guess they're working on that.
We're going to take some cool pictures of his cool stuff, though.
I would put it on. He brought in a basket of stuff that he has found. So tell us, Dan.
First of all, hello,
Ed,
again.
Ed, that's the first time being called Dan the Diver.
Oh, it's Ed.
It's Ed, yeah.
I knew that. Why did you write Dan down and hand this over to me?
I've been called Ed the Driver, River Ed.
I'm sorry, Ed. Right. Oh, man.
You know, they say when people do drugs at a young age, it affects them later on.
Well, he looks pretty good to me. He looks good to me.
I'm talking about you.
Too much smoking, like we talked about earlier.
Yeah, exactly, right?
So tell us, for our listeners that maybe didn't tune in last week, this is your thing.
This is my thing, yeah. I do it full time. I've got my buddy Jason here as a business partner.
Welcome, Jason. And what do you do? You
scuba dive, go and clean up banks. Fox River here, come here many times a year, cleaning up all the line, all the lures, find people's cell phones, try to get them back to people, Apple watches, pliers, glasses, all kinds of stuff that people lose while they're in the water. Post my videos after I dive, so it gives them a chance to get it back. So,
what's that noise?
Your couch.
Oh, is that my couch?
Sorry, Dan. I mean, Dan, Ed.
I look, Dan's over there moving my couch for me in the break room. Ed. Now you got me saying Dan. Where else?
Ed the Diver. Later. Ed the Diver is, it goes, Ed, you live on the water?
No, I live in Marinette, Wisconsin.
Okay, so there's plenty of water.
So, there. I got the bay right there.
Almost to Menominee River.
But I get up there too, get up in that area. But definitely it's pretty cool. Anywhere you go, you can work. Any body of water,
you ever
rivers,
go to Lake
lakes.
Superior?
I've been up there, yep, twice.
You ever find anything?
I did a beach up there 2 years ago, and then this year went up there just for a little bit. Just trash, you know, random stuff that people throw in the water.
Pretty cold water though up there, huh?
Yeah.
But clean.
Clean and clear, yeah.
Very clean. Can I just take a look at your basket of stuff here?
Yes.
This is amazing. Like, do these watches and stuff still work after they come out?
I think like 8 of those watches work still.
How do people lose watches in the river?
So that's jumping rocks where people are out swimming. they're jumping off a rock, and then those bands, they just fall off as soon as they slap the water.
Really?
It falls off. They don't really notice it until a couple minutes later. They go to check the time. Hey, where's my watch at?
So, like, where did you find a lot of these?
Twin Bridge, Wolf Rock, so up by High Falls Reservoir.
Oh, sure, sure, sure.
Ed, if someone jumps off with, maybe not that, but let's say a Rolex, I mean, could they hire you to go find it?
Yes. I get a lot of people to hire me. I just posted a video getting someone's iPhone 14 out of Metro Bolt Launch earlier this year. It was a buddy, my buddy's son, but just posted that video yesterday on my Facebook. But yeah, they're losing $1,200 phones or a couple thousand dollar Rolexes or something.
More than that. But I mean, it's worth a few $100s to get you down there to get it.
Oh yeah, definitely. So I charge from when I leave my house to when I dive. I don't charge in the value of the product. So it just
really,
did you swim the Fox River when you were in high school?
Uh-uh.
You never did?
No.
Swear?
What are you talking about? I grew up in two rivers.
What I'm saying is, I think he found something that was yours in high school.
why is this pick on me, Dave?
This is a cool metal box.
That was Bemidji, Minnesota. Found that underneath a bridge.
Wow.
Just for our listeners, John, he tries to be funny, and we're working on it. But this, John, what is this? I didn't even know what it was.
Don't go, okay.
Why don't you tell people what this hash pipe is, what this pipe could be?
Wow, look at these. Oh, my God. This is a cool clip. How many lures do you think you found in your life?
Oh, man.
In my life? No idea. I know last year I found about 10,000. He probably found 5,000 or 6,000.
10,000?
Just last year, yep. So,
oh, my Lord.
It's a big business. It's a big business.
And you can monetize that, right? You put them on Facebook then?
I sell them on my website, edthediver.com. I also bought a toy hauler camper that I pull up next to the Menominee River in the springtime. I sell right there where everybody's fishing shoulder to shoulder. Yeah, when they lose all their lures, they don't have to run to the shop. They just come right up to me. They don't have to lose their parking spot, whatever. They just buy a bunch of lures, go get back out there, and they probably save like $3-4 per lure.
You have to resharpen them or anything?
I change hooks. We wash them and stuff. But usually in the springtime when the water's still really cold and they're freshly lost, they're ready to turn over right away.
Jim wants to know if he can borrow these for the weekend.
Just John, we don't.
The handcuffs. Those are from Rhinelander, Wisconsin. And the guy saw my video of me having those, and he said, "Hey, those are mine. I ordered them on Amazon. I'm a security guard. They weren't working right, so I chucked them in the river."
No kidding.
And I got them, and I got them working.
So. Hold, you think this bottle is Ben Corbiner and Brothers?
That's over 100, probably 120, 30 years old.
Wow, that's so cool.
And so. You're in the water, right? The scuba gear. You go in there with a tank, and I don't know how long those things last. But tell us, do you know much about this magnetic fishing?
Yes. I find a lot of magnets in the river.
Oh, really? They don't?
So a lot of people are out there trying to get stuff.
Right.
When you're diving, you can grab all the stuff that's not magnetic, too. But people are out there
Keep going.
People are out there trying to get lures and find cool stuff, but then they get snagged on rocks or their magnet, like Christy was telling me, will get stuck on the wall, the metal wall.
Oh, wow.
And then they end up tossing the rope in the water, and then everybody will keep hooking the rope with line and lures and getting snagged.
Wow.
All right.
I love this bottle.
This is unbelievable, the stuff you have. But
this bottle, not to be sold. Menominee River Brewery.
Yep.
How old do you think that is?
Probably like 100 years old.
That's so cool. Diver Ed in the house. We're going to talk more about all this cool stuff he finds.
And how to get into that.
And how to get into that. Right. And if you lost something, maybe this guy can find it for
you. And there's plenty of water around here.
Yeah. Everywhere.
All right, we got to set our quick break. Back with more right after this.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
BC News, I'm Justin Finch. A big day in Washington for Ukraine's President Zelensky. He'll be on Capitol Hill meeting with lawmakers this morning and then President Biden in the afternoon at the White House. Secretary of State Antony Blinken at the UN denouncing Russia's ongoing war in Ukraine.
For over a year and a half, Russia has shredded the major tenets of the United Nations Charter, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, international humanitarian law, and flouted one Security Council resolution after another.
Overnight, there was a wave of Russian missile strikes hitting Ukrainian energy targets in Kyiv, Kharkiv, Kherson, and Lviv. New York City, the largest school district in the country, averting a potentially crippling school bus driver strike. Meantime, there's still no deal to get striking United Auto Workers back on assembly lines. That strike going on for nearly a week. This is ABC News.
Did you know the best way to fix a roof leak is to prevent it from leaking in the first place? Hi, I'm Shannon Alberts, president of Security Libkey Roofing. I'm excited to announce our newly trademarked Red Shield maintenance plan. You see, we don't want to just replace your commercial roof. We actually want to help extend the life of it first. We understand the roof on a commercial property is a massive investment, and we want to help you protect it. To learn more about Security Libkey Roofing's Red Shield maintenance plan, go to 920roofing.com or call 920 Roofing today.
People you know, call 920 Roofing.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Buck Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
My immediate thought when I read about this and then watched it today was, please don't die, Senator McConnell. I couldn't disagree more strongly with Senator McConnell's policy positions, but he has been one of the only elected officials that's in a leadership position for the Republican Party that hasn't completely supplicated himself to Donald Trump.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about 5 minutes.
A week, whoever was excited, then they moved on.
Well, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Yes, we're going to use lethal force. Yes, we reserve the right to operate.
He clearly stated he would go in and they'd slaughter the cartel and they would be killing everywhere. He used that verbiage.
Unless Mexico invites us to send our troops into their country, it's essentially under international law tantamount to an act of war to send troops into a country without the invitation of the country.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. 7:33 here on a gorgeous Thursday morning, downtown Green Bay, coming your way in Oshkosh and all points in between. We're talking about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Right now is the time to replace your draft fuel windows. The weather is still nice. Pella has a great deal going on. Pay as low as $19 a month per window, $75 a month of patio doors. Pella Windows, rated number one by homeowners for the highest craftsmanship. The Pella team is talented, professional, and efficient. First, they come for a free consultation. You can plan with them on all different sorts of things, the trim, the stain, the material, everything. No wonder they're rated number one by homeowners. Customers often remark how quickly and unobtrusively they work. When finished, you can't even tell that somebody was in your home. They only leave one thing behind, and that's perfect results. Pay as low as $19 per window, $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today. 6.99 APR for 120 months. Certain restrictions apply. See the showroom for details. Well, we're with a couple of very interesting guys. Man. Everybody we bring in here is more interesting than us.
I know.
Have you noticed that?
You drive home thinking, what have I done? I mean, yeah.
Everybody.
So we have
They're Ed all the cooler than us.
They are. Ed the Diver is with us, and his friend, partner,
I just got
Jason.
What are you drinking there, Ed?
Full Throttle.
Full Throttle.
Full Throttle.
You guys got to get me some of that.
Yeah, Johnny likes that stuff. All right. But Ed, you talked about diving, and I have a few questions for you, but I got to believe there's a lot of dived is not a word, but like what would you call that? Like not
uncharted territory,
right? Like I think even in Two Rivers, East and West Twin River, you know, I'm sure there's stuff we lost there when we were kids. And we used to.
That pipe probably.
Not funny. Okay. My mom does listen, John. I know, told you that. I know. So,
maybe
mom,
go back
he's talking about.
So
he's talking about a pipe, mom, that we would use like for plumbing.
Because you were a plumber apprentice, right?
I was always wanting to fix stuff around the house. Mm-hmm. And I may have lost a pipe in the East Twin, West Twin River. Yep. Anyway, so Ed, let's talk about Jason. Jason, how did you get into this thing?
Well, I started by just free diving and checking the river for stuff like that because my son was following Ed on TikTok and he kind of inspired me to go do this. So me and my son started just free diving and went down and got a bunch of lures and then we started talking. I started talking more to Ed. I used to know him from where I worked. He was a security guard and it was a while before we seen each other again. And then he's like, told us, he goes, it's better if you get certified to scuba dive because it's much, much safer and you can breathe more underwater. Well,
that's what I was going to ask. You said free diving. What's free diving?
Free diving is just putting a pair of goggles on and holding your breath and going down.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like those sponge divers.
Yeah.
You ever see those things in National Geographic, the sponge divers? Yeah,
sponge,
that's what they do.
That's SpongeBob.
No, it's not. They're sponge divers. That's
is that true?
Like the
is that true, Ed?
Isn't it, Ed? There it is.
Okay, all right, all right. We'll give that.
Jacques Cousteau did a thing on them one time.
All right.
Him and his son, was it Pepe or something? Pepe is down checking Pepe on Le the blowhole of
that
the
was
oil.
A skunk.
Remember?
Okay. Anyway, so you guys are in town. I mean, you live in Marinette, but you are in town because you are for hire, and you're going to help clean out the quarry. Now, tell us a little bit about what you plan to do today there.
I guess we're just going to go there and look for the Frisbee disc that they lost in the quarry from playing Frisbee golf. And just going to go check around and see what else is down there, too.
Aren't they made of plastic? Don't they float?
No, they sink down. They sink down, and there's also probably some trash in there from people on the course. And there's snappers in there. I've seen them in there.
Really?
So we'll get to play with those today.
Snap like turtles?
Snapper turtles, yeah, snapping turtles.
I still think it's freaky when you said the sturgeon would come up and nudge your leg and everything.
I know.
Yep.
Wow.
Here in the Fox River, they want some attention, too.
Wow. But you said that you haven't ever done body reclaiming or whatever you want to call it, huh?
No body recoveries yet.
Recovery.
All I see is fish bodies and random bones. You know, sometimes we'll find some monster cow bones or other bones in the rivers, especially in the Menominee River. But you never know what you're going to find, especially when it's in a 1.5 foot of visibility and you're coming up the river. All of a sudden, you're looking for lures and this big 6 foot sturgeon goes past your face.
One place that I'd be really fascinated with, but I don't know if it's allowed, the Peshtigo River from where they had the fire. Did you ever try diving there and some of the things?
Yep. A couple times a year I dive there, clean up trash. I found a old phone with a cord on it. We found an old bathtub, old cast iron bathtub in the middle of the river. And you wonder how that got out there.
Did you ever find anything that was associated with the fire, do you think? Or seen anything?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
I don't know, the bathtub? I don't know. Let's get out of here. Yeah. Get the ore, honey.
Did you ever
Let's
find
go.
Any Native American artifacts?
Recently I found, like a rock with a carved bowl in it. And then and most recently I found a longer rock that looks like they'd mash kind of stuff around in there.
It's called the pestle.
Pestle.
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
Cool. So
did you know that?
I did not. Okay. I did the pestle.
Did you keep it? I mean, you're allowed to keep those?
I've got it. Okay. And I think I had one guy comment, that I found his tool. And I didn't know if it was kind of a personal thing with the tribe up there.
Yeah.
But if there is, you know, I'm willing to donate stuff to museums. You know, if there's an issue, I'm willing to give stuff back to tribes if they want it back.
Right.
Can I get that 1894 Winchester for my
that
museum?
That you found? Yeah. I think Johnny's great-great-grandfather lost that. So when you're out, let's say you go to this, you said uncharted or whatever it was, that it hasn't been really mined yet, and you go in there and you find stuff. Whose is it?
Well, it's, you know, it's either lost property or it's, people throw stuff away too. They throw phones out, burner phones, or they want to get rid of evidence. So, usually if it looks like it's crime related, we'll get a hold of police. And I post everything that we find in the videos after I'm done.
So it gives people a chance to say, okay, that might be mine. This we lost it this long ago, and then we can kind of look at all this like zebra mussels or you know corrosion on it to say, okay, yeah, it's probably been here that long. And we get a lot of people that lied to, but we try to weed them out. That's where my degree in law enforcement helps out on interrogation, investigation. And you kind of want to. You want to get people's stuff back, give them a chance to be honest.
Yeah.
Why?
And how about this for hire? Like, I would think if you would lose a really good pair, people call you when they lose their glasses, wedding rings. I mean, what do you get your private for hire? What's the most common call you get?
Most common would have to be cell phones or vehicle keys. You know, someone's out on break. And, but a lot of the times when people call you, they're intoxicated.
Really? So, no. So, on the water?
What?
Yeah. No.
So they
ain't so.
They can swear that they lost it at a certain point. Yeah. You tell them how much you charge. You give them an estimate. But once you get there, they say, oh, maybe it was that way 200 feet.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe it was that way 200 feet. Oh, so it's really iffy, but there's always a chance.
You know, we could be partners. Because I've got a metal detector. I loaned it to a guy. He has a gun. But I could do, like, the metal detecting on the beach, and you do it in the water when yeah. people lose stuff. What do you think?
I've got a metal detector for underwater too, and that's what helps us get wedding rings.
Wow!
I was trying to find some earrings in the bay, 5,000 pair.
How can you find earrings
in that muck?
We didn't find them. There was ended up being a 2-piece, and in the waves, it was on a sandbar. Waves are crashing down on me. It's kind of it hurt that I didn't find them, but sometimes it happens. You try and try, but then you worry about the waves. You worry about.
Have you ever been injured?
Injured?
Yeah.
No, not yet.
Okay, so what is the dangerous part of, so let's say somebody's listening like, that's cool. And everybody lives, well, most people live very close to water, not on the water, but close to water. And they're like, I'd like to get into this. And that metal thing, that might be a little lame. People might want a little bit more of a challenge. So you get.
What metal thing?
Well, the magnet thing, I mean.
The magnet.
The magnet thing. The magnet thing might, people want to, well.
Don't let Christy hear you say that.
I know. Wow.
I know.
I think she just walked away.
Yeah, she did. But people might want more of a challenge. Then putting a magnet over the bridge. Yep. And you would suggest they get certified and not do this free diving that Jason did?
Well, that's how I started out. You can do that in the shallows. And that's how I encourage people to start out. But then once you get scuba certified, it opens you up to go underwater to find stuff that's not magnetic, like bottles. Some cell phones are hard to grab with a magnet. But if you got a working cell phone, you definitely don't want to put a strong magnet on it and wreck anything on it.
Right, yeah. Right.
So, or those pipes that Johnny threw over the boat or when he's getting hey, inspection.
Jim just said magnet fishing is lame.
Did
you hear it?
Yeah. Okay. But what he's talking about, I want to talk about the dangers of this scuba dive, not scuba diving, this retrieving of things. Mm-hmm. What is it? The current, the danger part? Is it the fish getting bit by some like scorpion or what?
I
don't know.
A scorpion underwater?
I don't know.
You get bit by a scorpion underwater?
There's some weird looking bugs under there.
I'm obviously not getting into this.
Are getting them in your ears and laying eggs in there or something.
Wow.
See, that's what I'm saying. Listen to the guy.
Do you have to worry about scorpions underwater in the Fox River? Okay. Take it from there, Ed.
I think boat safety. We've got diver down flags on my kayak or my board, wherever I'm hauling around. And a lot of boaters, they don't know what a diver down flag is. They're supposed to stay a certain weight amount of feet away. But a lot of time in the river, they're just kind of trolling slowly. So you can hear the boat motor coming.
Oh,
So you come up and check, and they're only like 30 feet away from you.
Wow.
And in different places, there's different rules of how far you got to stay away. But a lot of people don't know about it. And
I can see where that would be dangerous.
Yep. And some people just see a floating board going down the river, and they think that someone lost it. So they want to go over and check, make sure that.
And it's you.
It's me. Yeah.
Wow. You mentioned about Bemidji, Minnesota. Do you travel throughout the Midwest?
Midwest, yep.
Just for the heck of it, or do you get calls from those places?
Well, I do. After I go to these places, people from that area will say, hey, I just lost my phone in the ice hole. Could you come get it? And then I say, okay, you're 10 hours from me. That's 20 hours of driving. You might as well call somebody local. Because I just go travel around, you know, Chicago area, northern Minnesota, all over Wisconsin, the UP. And this Saturday, I got to go find a cell phone up in Land O'Lakes. So just travel all over the place.
Wow, that's incredible.
That's pretty cool. Is there an association you're affiliated with?
No, I'm just a
one-man band.
One-man band. Well, I got
Jason
two-man
here. Band, I should say.
He's been helping me out over the years and definitely big help. I trust him a lot. Great friend.
Where's that place? And is this an old wives' tale? Somewhere up in Door County, like by, was it Butamore's? Is that the name? No, not Butamore.
That's in Appleton.
Yeah, the other place up in Door. Death's Door, they call it. I can't think of the real. What's the name of it, Todd?
Death's Door is the space between Washington Island and, yeah.
Yes. Isn't there a thing about a ship that went down with a bunch of cars from like the 30s or 40s? Have you ever heard about that? I always thought that'd be never a fun thing it. To. No? Nope. Is that an urban legend or is that true, Todd?
Let me see if I can look it up.
Okay.
Yeah. Wasn't there a lot of gambling in Elkhart Lake, like around that lake? Like, I think those mafia guys, they threw stuff overboard with bodies. Well, but
speaking of mafia, Four Seasons Club.
Yeah.
Up there, we dove there this summer, and I have had three people ask us to dive it, but we already dove it. I haven't gotten the footage out yet, but we didn't find any guns. We found some, like, old bottles, cups, a microwave, a generator, a fuel tank, and just a bunch of other random stuff, anchor, fishing rod.
Because that's where, like, was it John Dillinger? That used to hang out there?
There's a couple different ones.
Big time guys
over
there.
Yeah. That would be cool to find a gun.
Right. Oh, that. Yeah. And there's a lot of. And that's isn't that the cleanest lake in Wisconsin, Elkhart?
I'm not sure.
It's one of them. I mean, it's just a very, very clean lake. And you know, when they talk about, you know, this is yesteryear, obviously, but I just, there was a lot of challenging people that were up there that used to party up there. And I'm just curious if you, I like Elkhart and I think.
Todd, did you find anything for us?
Tons of shipwrecks up there. there is a story. I'm not sure if it's up there, but there is a story of a ship going down with a bunch of cars on it.
Yes.
It looks like it's east of Port Washington is where this happened though. Okay. And there was a bunch of Nash Motors automobiles that are in the lake. Yeah.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be cool?
That'd be cool to look at. Depends how deep it is. I don't really go too deep. I'm only certified up to 65 feet, and that's all I need for my job.
Okay.
But definitely anywhere you go, you're going to find stuff. And it's mostly in the cities, towns, where there's old bars or old landfills that you're going to find a lot of trash. It's fishing areas. We're going to find a lot of fishing lures. So I'm a grabber. I'm not really going out there to go look at stuff. I like to clean up the waterways.
That's awesome.
And you talked about, but I just want to touch on, if we run out of time here, the environmental side of your life. I mean, that's important to you.
Yep. And a lot of the work we do is volunteer. We were just at Lake Geneva. I was down there, and I got kind of pushed around by the local patrol there because they're pretty picky in Lake Geneva.
Yeah.
And I was just trying to clean up, and they pretty much kicked me out of there.
Really?
After driving, 3 hours each way. So I ended up hitting the Milwaukee River on the way back, found a gun, turned that into the local police, and found a bunch of other stuff.
I think this is so fascinating.
I think there's some stuff in Lake Geneva too.
I think so too. Yeah.
Do you ever find any old knives?
Find a lot of knives, not too old. Maybe some of the older pocket knives.
Yeah.
But
cool.
Yeah.
Love it. Do you have all your stuff displayed anyplace?
So I do have a website, edthediver.com, or on my social media channels. You can see videos of me kind of parading around my house, which will someday be a museum, hopefully.
Nice.
But
edthediver.com.
That's cool. The quarry's closed today because you're cleaning it up.
I don't know if it's always closed, but there'll probably still be people throwing Frisbee golfs.
I see.
Great having you guys here. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
It's been a blast.
Fine. Thanks, Jason.
Again, find me something cool, okay?
All right. Definitely.
Sell it to him.
All right. We're going to sit a quick break. Mino and the Mayor, back after this.
Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin plays at an MVP level. They came in ahead of time, make sure they had all of the measurements. When the Pella people left, you had no idea they had been here. You just had the new window. They're great professionals, Gina, and some of the best in the world at what they do.
Right now, pay as low as $19 a month per window or $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today.
$6.99 APR for 120 months. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offers end 9/30/2023.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
Test your home
for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
Most of us are not just red or blue. We're kind of purple. We want to do what's right while protecting our individual freedoms.
Join the Rational Revolution with host Chris Elfheim and Emily Cephos Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies today with daytime highs approaching 79. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows around 59. Partly cloudy. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered rain showers. High at 77. Low 70s Saturday with a chance for scattered storms. Turning cooler Sunday with highs in the upper 60s and scattered showers possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 57.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Being beat up and battered around. Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, wrapping up on a Thursday morning. Christy, come here 1 second, please. She's mad at you. Can you come on real quick? Tell us a little bit, because you arranged this for us. Tell us a little bit about our very special guest tomorrow.
Ben Chan will be in. He was on Jeopardy. He won 9 straight games. He's incredible, and we're going to try our luck at that and probably leave feeling a little special.
We're going to try our luck communicating with this guy. We got through today, which was a challenge.
We did terrible on Todd's test today.
Right. We got 2 right out of 7 on some trivia. So now we got the savant guy coming in tomorrow that, he ran the tables.
I foresee us saying, what am I doing here right now?
Well, I'm going to be the host, though. Todd's playing. I'm the host.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be the announcer. I don't want to play.
Because, no, here's what I'm thinking.
We're going to look so stupid.
Are you going to listen to
Jim,
me?
Jim, out of all of us, you would be winning.
No. Here's the main reason I want this.
Okay.
For him to see me in action as a game show host and maybe tell the producers, hey, there's a guy in Green Bay that could do this.
All right. I'll play along with that.
So this is a lot more of, what can he do for me?
Play along.
Than anything else.
Right.
Ben, if you're listening, we're sorry.
Ben, we're bringing you on to use you.
Exactly.
So, we want to also know what you're doing with your winnings.
Right.
How much did he win? Do you know?
I think it was over 270K. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Nice. Right. Nice.
More so the title and representing Green Bay, Wisconsin, I think is absolutely incredible.
Absolutely.
And your guy, they're going to be doing a mural, I believe. Of him.
Spencer is?
I believe so.
Oh, no kidding. Oh,
yeah,
that's
don't
cool.
Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure they're doing a mural to recognize him from Green Bay, Wisconsin, right. Being on Very Jeopardy cool. Like that. Yeah.
We get cool people. Like I said, all of our guests are cooler than us.
Well, that, yes.
Has there been anyone not cooler than us?
Does that take a lot?
Yeah, wow, right. That's what I'm saying. The bar is very low. But
is Wayne
be
cooler
fun.
Than me?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Much. Way cooler.
Todd, Wayne cooler than me?
Oh, he's cooler than all of us combined.
He is. He is. Yeah. But Ben for governor. That'd be fun to talk to him about that.
Governor? Why would he want to run for governor?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just
You're always trying to get people into politics. You ever notice that?
I do.
You do.
You're I do, always Johnny. Trying to get I people. Do. I feel a passion.
I'm the only
to
person
that.
You've never tried to get into politics.
That is true, too.
I don't know why.
Anyway,
why is
this
that?
Is going to be fun to talk. Yeah.
And then we've got Oktoberfest coming up on the 29th.
Look at this guy.
Oh, I love that. With the GoPro on his goggles.
The guys, yeah, love it. They're heading out to Pampern Park to. Is that called mining? It is, right?
No.
No?
What's it called? Just clean it up.
Okay.
We're trying to make it sound more than it.
I know. I tried to use a big word because of this guy coming in tomorrow. But okay. Anyway, you're talking.
But Oktoberfest coming up here on the 29th.
It's a week from tomorrow.
We're going to have Mad Dog and Meryl here doing some cooking.
It's going to be a blast.
We got pigs in a blanket. You're going to be wearing lederhosen.
Yep.
We're going to have my son's going to be here with a German test. People can win $25 gift certificates if they know what he's saying in German.
Right.
It'll be multiple choice.
He is going to give you a phrase.
Yes.
And then we're going to give you some options on
yes,
what he said.
On what he said. Yes.
So that so, will be, he will be great at
with
that.
Some great prizes.
Yes.
I'm still working on trying to get an accordion player here.
We're going to have music.
We're working
if nothing
on that.
Else, if nothing else, we may have to pipe in some music. But I think we.
Do you play an instrument? A German instrument of any type?
No, I'm not German. I mean, there's
you are
trumpets.
German, though. You
I am German.
German.
Yeah. I can't play the accordion. My niece does, but I don't
is
know.
Is that the only German instrument?
Well no, there's German? Tubas in German. You know, you got German,
German
band. Well,
I love tubas. Are you a tuba player? Do you know one?
Let me work on this.
All right.
We got a week.
Okay.
But we need some music.
If my accordion guy comes through, we'll go with that. If right. not, we're working on a tuba.
Yep.
Oh, I love the tuba.
I know. That would be very cool.
Yeah.
But no, we have to have music. We got music. We got food. We got some. Yeah, that's going to be a fun day.
Chances to win stuff.
Right. And we are going
to
celebrate.
We want people to stop on by.
And we celebrate Oktoberfest in September, so we're just under the wire.
Yes.
The 29th.
Can we serve beer?
No.
Okay. I mean, if we just give it away?
There's beer. I have that. What's it? What kind of beer do we have?
Brewski or so. What's it, Todd?
I'm not sure. I think it's Brewski. Yeah, something like that.
Brewski. Yeah.
We will have.
We've had that beer. Here for 4 months now. We've never opened one.
I know, but didn't. Yeah, well, I don't want to say. Yeah. Didn't we have a guest that had beer one time? I think we did.
He had scotch.
Yeah, I don't know how. I haven't seen him lately. I hope he's doing better. But that rehab takes a few days, so we'll see if he gets out of that.
But that's going to be so much fun next Friday.
That'd be great. And like I said, tomorrow.
Who else do we have tomorrow? Todd, who else do we have
tomorrow? Tomorrow, also on the show, we've got Ben Shan is here. We've got, let's see, Natalie Bromstead's the executive director with Wello. She'll be here as well.
That's right, yep.
And then, of course, Mike Clements is on for the Big Packer preview.
Yep.
And that Wello, we talked a little bit about that, but that is an organization that it really looks at the health and wellness of our community. Everything, not just on the food and farm-to-table, but really the infrastructure. Do we have enough sidewalks? Do we have enough trails? Do we have enough events? And she's going to be great. I'm a big fan of hers, and I think she's doing a really good job with getting Green Bay. We're not a blue zone. We're a ways from that, but we're an area where I think we could be a little bit healthier here. So
absolutely.
We have to have the infrastructure to do that. You can't do it without a partnership between the private sector and the public sector.
Is she the one
sector.
That put you on the plant-based diet?
That's something, yes. I read that.
How's that going? Is that going pretty well?
Plant-based starts diet? After this. Yeah,
after this? Okay. Yeah. You've had a lot of starting dates. You notice that? Like a lot.
But the goal is there.
But you got a big thing coming up Sunday.
Oh, Sunday's going to be great.
With
Sunday,
Ace.
So we had Ace on here. Ace the chef. The
Cajun chef, yep.
And we, of course, are playing the New Orleans Saints, which is... Would you call that Cajun country down there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So, and he's coming to the community shelter where I like to spend some time. And we are making a meal for the residents and for the community. So we're going to have the standard Green Bay brats and hamburgers. But then Ace is going to come in and give it a Cajun flair to it. And one of the things I know he's making, because I already went out and got the stuff, is New Orleans... the recipe.
Pudding, right?
Yes, New Orleans pudding. But sorry, I thought it was
bread pudding, wasn't it?
Yeah, New Orleans bread pudding. That's
what. Thank God we're here to tell him what he talks about.
That's a big word.
Wow.
Bread.
Yeah.
So he's making, which would be a great dessert. So
okay.
We can have that. And
great.
We're going to be serving that. So that's going to be fun Sunday. It's going to be a great.
Bring some in Monday.
All right. I'll bring some in Monday.
That'd be great. Because I've never tasted it.
Okay. Well, you will.
And he's such a good guy.
Great guy. And just great organization. And we're going to have a lot of fun at that. And we're going to win that game, too.
I think so. No question. I still want to see the bridge lit up in black and gold tonight.
Yeah, I don't know. I got to look into that, but we'll do that. Look at this. So we still have...
Weren't you the guy... Wait, Christy, would you know... When do they light up the bridge for the opposing team's colors?
At night.
But which night?
Well, really?
Yeah.
At night.
Oh, it is at night they light up the bridge.
Okay, let's get her
I didn't know that.
Boy, that's going to be fun having her in the room tomorrow.
You know
tomorrow.
What? That is...
They're going to do it at night.
That's a good idea because you can see them then.
Really?
Hey, guys, I've been up since 5 a.m. I'm going to go with 7 p.m.
Okay.
And they're beautiful.
Yeah.
Mayor Jim Schmidt is the one that came up with that
Did
brilliant idea.
Did you
come
to think about having them on at night?
When he was mayor.
You got to run again, man.
To light the bridges at night.
Because I heard Eric wants to do it at noon.
I kept that under wraps. But boy, when I launched that...
Yeah.
We'll light it at night.
Wow. That's why you are who you are.
I
don't think you have to worry about that Jeopardy.
I still
champ.
Think.
I think you're going to kick his butt.
I still think Christy for mayor. So,
yeah.
All right. This will be a fun day tomorrow.
And yeah.
This is a great day today. Thanks for coming in.
Ed the Diver, you guys are awesome.
Jason.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
And Wayne.
Remember, next time you find an old gun, I get it. All right? Think about it. All right. We got to go.
Right.
Thanks, everybody. Back in tomorrow morning. Mind on the Mayor right here on WGBW. Todd, thanks for playing the hits, buddy.
Yep.
Back in tomorrow morning. Mind on the Mayor. See ya.
Spin.
spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming Akusa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of September, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on September 30th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Akusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Akusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Gaming Akusa presents the Golden Days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to 4 times. The Golden Days await at Ho-Chunk Gaming Akusa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Akusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.